AIDS activist Hydea Broadbent had no choice but to be brave. I'm Bill Newman. This is the Civil Liberties Minute, and that's how The Week magazine began its recent story about Hydea Broadbent. Hydea Broadbent's biological mother had been addicted to drugs, and she had been put up for adoption. Then, at age 3, Hydea was diagnosed with HIV, and she wasn't expected to live past age 5. Hydea Broadbent's HIV developed into AIDS, and the stigma around AIDS at that time was so great that if she sneezed, her kindergarten teacher sprayed her with Clorox. Hydea Broadbent was a vivacious child, and she began speaking publicly about AIDS when she was 6. She appeared on Nickelodeon, a special with basketball superstar Magic Johnson, just after Magic revealed that he was HIV positive, and on Oprah and Good Morning America. And at age 11 in 1996, she addressed the Republican National Convention where she said, "I am the next Maya Angelou. I may even be the first woman president. I am the future, and I have AIDS." As Magic Johnson said, "Hydea changed the world with her bravery. Thanks to her, millions were educated, stigmas were broken, and attitudes about HIV/AIDS changed." We are indebted to Hydea Broadbent for her courage and activism and mourn her passing in February at age 39. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU because freedom can't protect itself.